The difference between qanata, to obey, and qanata, to despair, is only one characteristic. It is the same characteristic that can turn teen, figs, into tween, mud. In fact, these two letters are pronounced exactly the same, except for this one sifa. So if it is not done properly, it can cause many problems and even change the meaning. I'm talking about al-isti'la and al-istifal. This is the third pair of sifat which we'll learn how to properly apply on letters and which mistakes we must avoid. Let us start with isti'la. In Arabic, it means raising. In terms of tajweed, it refers to the sound of the letter being sent upwards towards the roof of the mouth. This then causes the sound to kind of echo inside the mouth, causing the sound to fill the entire mouth. That is why we call them in English full mouth letters or heavy letters. And this happens with these seven letters. Khussa, daghtin, qidh. So they are kha, sa, da, gha, ta, qa, dha. But in practice, how can we really direct the sound upwards so that we can perform the proper action? Well, in practice, this is done by doing three things. One, raising the back of the tongue. Two, the middle part of the tongue is lowered. Three, the throat is narrowed. This is done rather automatically, but it does happen whenever you pronounce a heavy letter. So these actions form some sort of a concave shape, which then causes the sound to echo against the roof of the mouth, which is also concave shaped. So whenever pronouncing any letter that belongs to these seven letters, you must always apply these actions deliberately, and it will cause the sound to properly be a heavy letter or a full mouth letter. And as you can see, all these letters share the same characteristic of the tongue, even though they come from different articulation points. That's why we say kha, kha, khair, which is done when the back of the tongue is raised and the middle is lowered. If we didn't raise the back of the tongue enough or at all, it will sound like this. Khe, khe, khair. And if we only raise the back of the tongue without the middle part being lowered, which is, in other words, forcing a dhamma on the letter, it will sound like this. Kho, kho, khair, which is an extremely common mistake that adds dhamma to the letter. And even then, the letter will still be not properly pronounced with isti'la. So we have to be sure that these actions are performed in order to pronounce the letters with the sifa of isti'la. Moving on to the other characteristic, which is al-istifal. And since it is the opposite of isti'la, istifal means lowering. And in terms of tajweed, it refers to lowering the sound and directing it to the outside of the mouth. And we do this with all the remaining 22 letters. Now, how can we do this in practice? Well, in practice, it is basically ensuring that there is as little room as possible inside the mouth to prevent the sound of the letter to echo or fill the mouth, causing it to be heavy or full mouth by mistake. That's why these letters are also called empty mouth or light letters, because we aim at emptying the mouth of the sound as soon as possible. And that's why smiling or spreading the lips sideways ensures that this happens. And it is an easy trick if you're struggling with producing an empty mouth sound. And as you can see here, these letters will necessarily have the tongue directed in a way that sends the sound outwards, emptying the mouth from the sound. Let's observe here the difference between these two, And notice the shape of the tongue and how it can completely change the sound.
Te, te, to, to, taraka, taraka, fatir, fatir.
Next, you'll notice here that there are three letters that have the blue color. And these are the three hybrid letters that can be pronounced with isti'la or istifal. So we may say a or a, ra or ra, la or la. And the thing that decides whether they should be empty or full mouth is the context where they occur. So if you want to learn more about the rules of these letters, check out these lessons. Finally, what about tafkhim and tarqiq? Isn't that the same as isti'la and istifal? Well, yes and no. Yes, because eventually the letters of isti'la and istifal are the same letters of tafkhim and tarqiq. They are the same letters. But technically speaking, isti'la and istifal, they refer to the action itself. And the result of this action is tafkhim and tarqiq. So, raising the back of the tongue, lowering the middle of the tongue, narrowing the throat, all of this is isti'la. And the cause of these actions is then the letter to have tafkhim. So, one causes the other. But in any case, if you refer to a letter as a letter of isti'la or tafkhim, you'll be basically referring to the same thing. So this was the third pair of sifat that have opposites. There are two more of these characteristics, and after that, we'll move to the sifat that have no opposites. If you want to go back to the previous lessons, you will find the playlist for this in the description below.
Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.